If any of our viewers have checked out our Twitch as of late, they will have seen me playing Red Dead Redemption 2. It is a very fun game. I've always heard it's fun. I've always seen like crazy clips of it. And the some very funny stuff happens, like just like ridiculous things. I posted a clip. It'll be like 2 weeks ago since when this episode comes out. But I walked into like this hillbilly camp, and as I'm like walking up to go say hi to people, all of a sudden a goat comes out of nowhere and like hits me, and I fall onto this guy, and then the entire hillbilly camp stands up and tries to kill me. I was just like, what the fuck? It was your goat. It was your goat.
it was called an instigator.
But it's just one of those things that's just like so funny. But yeah, so what's funny about this is that it was on sale for like $15, which was an easy buy, right?
Dang.
And Hannah, who loves like the whole like cowboy and like Western thing, like one of her favorite like TV shows is like Little House on the Prairie and like the books. And so she loves that aesthetic. She loves that like time period. And then when like right when I start playing, she realizes that we're outlaws and we're like getting ready to rob a train. And she was like, oh, you're bad guys. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think like, the redemption is all about?
Right, yeah. So that's what she said. She was like, let me know when the redemption is here. I want to see that.
It happens at the end when we do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I got to say, this game is so... It does open world really, really well. Because there have been so many times that I've just been, like, walking from one place to another, and, like, something happens, and I'm like, well, I have to go over there now. Like, I have to go do that. And, like, everything feels really, really organic. There was a point when... I was in the swamp, and I had killed an alligator and skinned it, and I was taking the skin into town to sell it. And as I'm on my way in, I see two Confederate soldiers that are about to execute these African Americans, and this takes place like right after the Civil War, I think. So that shit's still around, and so I was like, well, I'm gonna go stop that. And so like, but like, it was one of those things that like, I was just on the road. And, like, it wasn't weird where it was happening. And, like, everything was just so well done. And I think that this game is, like, doing open world correctly in a way that I have not felt before. Because those random points in between point A to point B in a game is what make an open world as good as it is. I'm the kind of guy, I hate fast travel because of it. Because if an open world game has fast travel, you miss out on that.
Yeah, I played more Bethesda games than I think anybody I know. Skyrim's great, Oblivion is great, but yes, a lot of them have those random moments that happen. In fact, I think Oblivion was actually better when it comes to random open world events in Skyrim.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, nothing makes me happier than just running through the woods and finding a random dog that talks to you and turns out to be a demon prince and gives you a fancy mask.
Yeah, right. Just like, you're like, I was just going fishing.
Yep.
Like what? Like what the hell happened?
Nope, demon prince.
I'm trying to remember which one that was, because I think it was a pair of them. It was that one with there was like a talking dog, and like he was the servant of like an actual demon prince, but I remember most of those missions from Oblivion.
He was the servant game of the demon prince Clavicus Vile.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that's the one. Yep.
And then he was like, please don't give the mask to him. Please don't.
Please don't.
He starts begging you. He's like, it'll be bad. Don't do it, man.
My favorite Dedric prince, though, is Shea'Gorath.
Easily, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Madness. If you end up in a Shea'Gorath quest or, like, timeline, you're like, shit is gonna get weird.
just him, like, switching back and forth between, like, manic and, like, happy.
Terrifying.
And then, oh, terrifying, like, instantly.
Yeah, angry. Very angry, and for no reason.
I think the best part is, if you attack him, he's just like, oh, okay. That's how we don't do this. And then he just teleports you 1,000 feet into the air.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to attack a god? All
just
right.
Die from... He just kills you with fall damage.
There's a... I think in Morrowind, it's like right after you start. You know, you go to like the intro. But like, I think one of the more famous ones is like right in the beginning, as you're walking down the road, a guy just falls dies, out of the air. And it just dies, and you go up, and you're like, "Well, what happened to this guy? Did a bird drop him? Like, did a large bird?" And you go up, and you find out that he had a scroll of jump, but did not have a scroll of feather fall or something like that.
Right. So, but no, the fucked up thing was is they weren't called scrolls of jump; they were called scrolls of great flight, and they would just launch you up into the air. You wouldn't fly; you would just get launched into the air.
So it's just like, oh, this poor guy. He was like, oh, I'll fly. But they just,
dude rolled a one on his identify.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, could you consider like an MMO kind of like open world?
Yeah, they're
technically,
Technically, yeah. I know that certain ones have like random encounters and stuff like that. And then, if you think about it, the players you encounter are random encounters, unscripted random encounters.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, I guess my favorite MMO is probably RuneScape.
Well, RuneScape had great random encounters built into it.
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
How many times would you be mining, and then a freaking dwarf would come out of nowhere and insult you?
Dude, I found out a crazy fact about RuneScape today.
Tell me.
That I was not expecting. So, apparently Trump kidnapping Maduro.
Yes. Yes.
And like destabilizing Venezuela.
Yep.
I causing trouble in RuneScape world because they're worried that like the internet will collapse, and apparently there's a huge Venezuelan population that like
gold farms.
Accumulates the online currency and then sells it for real world currency as their job.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's more lucrative to just do that than work in Venezuela.
Yeah, it's so hard to find regular work there that people have resorted to getting in-game gold and selling it to third parties because that makes you more money.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. it's a very weird fact. But yeah, I remember reading that too, Kelly, and I was like, only in the year of our Lord 2026, because I read that the United States capturing Venezuelan leader would somehow upset the economy in RuneScape. I was like,
yeah, I saw it in a funny reel of a guy complaining. He was like, why does U.S. politics have to just infiltrate every aspect of my life, even the fucking made up world online where I play fantasy role playing?
Not even RuneScape is safe for real world politics. Oh my gosh!
Found that absolutely hilarious.
It's just the headline you could just never make up. The Onion, it just can never compete with real life. well, you know, the writers of the Onion are big fans of this show, believe it or not.
I don't.
Don't look it up.
Yeah, exactly. They like to go on here and then they're like, yeah, role playing games are cool, I guess. But last time, you could, I saw the life drain out of your eyes with this blindness. I could tell you guys are at the end of your rope.
It's only mildly and fucking infuriating.
I'll say this: the Velstrak is hurting. He's bloody. Let me say that. The Velstrak is bloody.
So that means he only has around 150 health. You maybe 300.
150, and you're like, oh, he has hardness 10 every time. You know, just
it says fast heal. It doesn't have a number. Well, just fuck you.
Fast heal, whatever you want it to be. You make it up.
Fast healing is Jake making up a number, rolling a die, and going, yeah, that sounds fine.
He only has 20 HP, but he fast heals that whole 20. And don't
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Oh gosh, that's like there's certain mechanics where it's like if you have to deal a bunch of damage all at once in order to like actually kill the thing. If not, then like I think isn't it a magic mark that you have to be able to deal enough damage in one attack to like kill something? Like there's no HP or something like that.
Well, are you talking like that you would have like one creature and does like one damage and then it stays with that until the end of the turn and then another creature like. Basically, if you're blocking.
Yeah. Because like if something was blocking, you had to kill it in that turn because there's no like damage counters, I thought.
Depends unless there's infect counters. Infect counters linger. So,
yeah. But
if I remember, I haven't played in such a long time.
Yeah, I have a friend who plays Magic, and he talks to me a lot about it, so I'll ask him. No, you guys are in a very, very difficult situation, but you do kind of have them on the ropes because of the fact that this Velstrak has to deal with Mialari and Laria, and little old Nolly has the mage by the leg.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
right.
It's a very tricky situation for them right now. But I want to get back into it. So Nolly just ended her turn with her hand on the mage's leg. We come to the Velstrak's turn. The Velstrak is going to continue screaming.
It just keeps going.
I think Larry has been the only one to really been hitting him, so he is just going to swing
out
towards
him.
I think Larry has been consistent.
Maybe
though.
If you didn't hit him like a loser.
Yeah, you're like, ow, this stings. I feel like I'm being ignored.
And 226s in a row is a fail, so he does not. So he doesn't hit. So these chains just go out.
Miss. So 226. So she's going to use, I guess, on the second one just for the help. It doesn't really matter. What the fuck was it called?
Catch Me If You Can or something.
Oh, that's a movie. try again.
That's a good movie. Yeah. Try again. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I do that, then she will be able to try to get a counter hit.
Okay.
So
it's almost 20, like my favorite other ability, Groundhog Day.
I just restart the battle. You're playing. Okay. So 13 gets over the DC.
This battle, yep. I'm going to learn how to play the piano.
I mean, wouldn't that be fun? Plus 22 is 31 hit.
31 is, that's a hit, yeah.
Beautiful. So she, you're getting a little slow there. 12 points of damage, just clocks him right in the kidneys. I bet he likes it.
Yeah, he does. You feel weird every time you hit him because he likes it. So after swinging wildly and just taking one to the gut, it comes to Mialari.
Well, Mialari's gonna do. It's funny how I'm stuck back in the paradox of, well, it's my turn, I'm just gonna swing. But first, I gotta beat the DC. What is it, 11?
This is where you live, John. This is where you're doomed to forever.
I have forever spells, Pathfinder. I have sneak attack, but I can't fucking use any of them. Beat the DC 11, so now we're going for swing.
It's okay, just get nat 20 and kill him.
I got a natural 15 on the flat check, I got a 5. Hold on. Seriously, that's going to hit.
What's your 2?
My 2 hit is plus 19, so no.
Oh, that's right, it's low.
It's low. Go to hell.
I'm sorry. I have a 22 to hit, so...
three fucking more. Sorry you're suffering from success over there.
It feels good to hit this.
Going to beat the thing again. I rolled a natural 19. Jake, this blind is the worst thing that you've ever done to us. I want you to know that.
Like, you have only rolled in the upper teens for that check.
We've lost multiple characters in this journey, but this is evil. Okay.
I'm pretty sure, all bunch of us have already rolled natural 20s on the flat check.
On the flat check,
last session.
I did, too.
I haven't been blind once.
Everybody's suffering for success. Fuck you.
Okay. Just stay away from the darkness. It's easy.
Great bottle. Okay, but in all reality, that was 18 on that strike, so this will likely hit.
Okay.
32.
32 will hit.
Oh, good.
That is going to be. 14 points of piercing damage.
Ooh, 14.
And I will cast shield on myself.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Take okay.
Defense.
And that will be my turn.
All right. It comes to the mage's turn. The mage realizes you are grabbed onto her.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to turn around.
Get this child off me.
As a child. Oh. And she is going to turn around, and she's going to slug you first. Okay.
Okay.
36 to hit.
Yes, but not a crit.
Not a crit. Okay. So 11 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay, okay, okay.
But as she hits you, you are getting hit with a shocking grasp as well.
I want to reactive strike.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I didn't use my reaction falling down here.
No. Yeah, I don't know when you could have used it, so yeah.
Don't have my dice out.
But we're a professional podcast, by the way.
He just rolled like 10 die over there.
I just roll all the dice I have in
it. All of it. Yeah, you like that? You like all that noise?
Oh, it's good. Good, some big bar there.
Big dumbness on my recording. All right.
Reactive strike.
Jake's gonna replace all those dice noises with the fart noises.
Oh.
That would be funny. 31, I think.
It's a miss, actually.
Ah, I knew it. You should have saved your reaction to reduce damage for me. Dim.
I can't see you.
So? Does it say you have to see? I thought we just had to be within 15 feet.
Well, no, he has to see you get hit in order to do it.
Okay.
It's reactive. It's a reaction. Okay. So,
Doesn't matter. I wanted damage.
So you take 33 points of electricity damage.
You said 30?
33.
30. Oh, okay. That's so much
more,
better.
More, in fact. And then there is persistent electricity damage.
Oh, great.
Yep. It's only a 1d4. Don't worry about it. I'll add that to you. There's persistent. 1d4
lightning.
Oh, it's called electricity. Never mind. Okay. That was her entire turn, though. Because she turned around, and then she pretty much did like a spell strike with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that was her turn. Sir Thorin is yours.
Sir Thorin's turn. Oh, wait. I can't do a reaction strike. I'm hanging on this wall. I ended my turn climbing.
Oh.
Wait. You're climbing it now?
I was climbing, and I failed horribly, and I didn't make it all the way up. So I'm literally just holding on to the side of the wall.
You decided not to do that because you had reach anyway.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because that's the whole thing.
Okay, then I did. You're right.
Yeah, because like your lance is long enough. Like,
right.
Yep. I remember this.
So they use a spell, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Spells manipulate action, and they're grabbed. They have to roll DC 5, or they lose the action.
Let me see. 19. All right.
Cool.
Yep. thank you for playing the rules of the game. Alright, so alright, it is Sir Thorin's turn.
Okay. Then I'm just gonna poke her.
Alright.
20-35.
That is a hit. 20-35.
That's a crit.
13 damage.
Okay. Poke her in the back of the leg, and she's like, ah!
Miss.
Stop it.
And... Oh, wait. Mirror image. Go ahead and roll a d4.
We took out several of the images, didn't we?
There's one left
here. Oh, one left, one left. Yeah.
So it's a D4.
One.
Okay, so you did hit her, so damage goes through. Anyway.
Missed the second attack.
Well, wait, by how much? Because you could take out a mirror image.
Yes.
It's just a regular miss.
Okay, so it takes out a mirror image, though.
Yes.
So.
And anything else I can do? I'm going to... I'm going to intimidate her. Should have done that with my first action. but I don't learn my own lessons.
Every time as best as I'm like, I'm going to intimidate first. You're like, dude, I tell you all the time to do that.
Light him up, John.
It's not so easy, is it?
Look how salty John is.
Get him always down.
Fail.
Okay. All right, and then get a roll for persistent electricity damage as you continue to arc back and forth across your body.
Fucking persistent.
You haven't shaken it like four rounds.
I know.
This will be the fourth round, and I fail.
So, as is tradition.
Three more damage, and I'm still being shocked by that stupid move.
Take an action to ground yourself.
Right. I know, right? Just take your boot off and just touch. Okay, Laria, it's your turn.
Okay. So, at this point, just gonna swing. Flat check. It's a fucking miss. So first action is a miss. Second action. 12 on die. So, let's see if it actually hits.
Mm-hmm.
30, exactly.
That's a hit.
Okay, we'll take it. 2d6. 6. 14 points of damage.
Okay.
Alright, and third. That's a miss. Okay, never mind.
Alright. And you are dealing with the persistent bleed as well.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
So, 2d6 first.
Yep. So 2d6 will be 6.
Okay. All right. Flat check. Nope. All right. 6 on one day.
All right. After Laria, it comes to Nolly. You have this lady grabbed.
Kelly, do I lose the grab at the end of this turn, or do I lose it at the start and I have to re-grab now?
You lose it at the end. If you don't use an action to maintain it.
Okay, right. So I'm going to use my first action then to relocate. I'm going to try to pull her down.
Okay.
I have to deal with this darkness. You'll have to join me. And I have a great athletics, so this is, of course, going to go so wonderfully for me, because everyone knows that I roll wonderful dice. Only the highest dice numbers appear for me.
It's so good that John entrusts you with haste. And
so good that John entrusts me with haste.
It's only backfired every time.
Do I have a hero point? Do I have a hero point?
FYI, my aura does not reach you because I can't see you.
All right, cool. That's only going to be a 22.
That is a fail.
Try again. I don't even care about it because I rolled a 3. I rolled a freaking 3. All I need is one nat 20. That's all I need. One nat 20. That's one just nat one. 20.
Just one. One out of a 20 chance.
Just one. Hey, Black Oak Workshop, you want to give me a nat 20?
Yeah, I'll buy more dice first.
Dang.
Black Oak Workshop.
Let's see. 29.
29. That is a fail.
It wouldn't have been a fail if I had rolled it first.
Yes, that's correct.
And I'm gonna use my last action to just grab onto the wall.
Okay.
because I need two hands to grab onto the wall, and I'm not going to make the grab, so I'd fall, so I grab onto the wall.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yep. All right. Yep, so just hold on.
Just holding on.
Okay.
I had four actions. I have four actions. Okay, so actually I'm going to use my third action to try again.
Oh, and then use the fire.
Yeah,
okay,
I think I'm just going to... Yeah. Why not?
1 out of 20 chance.
1 out of 20 chance. I got a 9. All right, so last fourth action, okay. Hold on to the wall. John, I hope you're proud of the way I'm using these actions. Hope you're beaming.
Yep.
The Velstrak comes to his turn.
Boy.
Continues to scream with one action.
At least he's striking using an action for that. I mean...
Yep. I also can't roll for shit. And then it's a miss on the second one. Dude, he can't hit anything either.
Was he going after me or Malari?
He was still going after you.
Okay.
Like Laria.
Okay. Laria is going to do the try again thing.
Yeah!
I mean...
That's why you are the most dangerous, and that's why he goes for you. So.
He's just whipping chains around. Why is it like you can't see me in here?
Right?
damn it. 19 on the die for the flat check. I might hit. Lisa's like AC is a lot lower than the Mage Menace. So that is a 28.
28 to hit?
Yes.
No. And as a miss.
Okay.
I forgot to have you guys do this, so I will do it on. I will make sure to do it on this turn. Mialari,
before Mialari, can we resolve my electricity damage? I forgot about it.
Oh, yes. Yep.
So go ahead and give me some damage. I'll roll a check.
Yep. I believe it was... Where did I put 1d4? 4.
Wow. Nice. And I'm still zippity-zapping because I rolled a 7.
Zip-zap-zoo. I choose you, Mialari. So I need to have you guys do the two will saves.
Okay.
For his thing. Staggering Servitude first. Roll a will save against that.
90-19.
Alright. And then one against the Shadow Scream thing. I think that... Nali, you succeeded, right? You succeeded against that, so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You critically succeeded, yeah.
That's the one that makes you deaf or something?
This one has a few different things on it.
31.
31 as a success. So you're just deafened for a round.
Sweet.
So.
You're just deaf.
Yeah.
Just fighting in silence.
Yeah. Hello, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's like either that, or you're fighting with tinnitus. Like, so you're just hearing this.
I don't know. I'm kind of wondering if he's actually just screaming that song. He's doing like a metalcore scream of that song.
Definitely.
I love darkness, my old friend.
And you're like, you're just like, God, that fucking sucks. Stop doing it.
Stop it.
13 on the check, so I actually get to roll to attack.
Yep.
All right, move back for
that. Okay, not an at 20, but Tim, 19 plus 17.
36.
That's not going to be a crit.
But still hit.
Okay. Good on the D6s. I just need to get my D8s here. I don't get those.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. No
16 points of piercing.
Yes. Okay.
And the second attack... 17 on the die for the darkness again. Awesome.
Riveting.
27.
27
cool,
is
cool,
a miss.
Cool. Shield.
Okay. Shield goes up. It comes to the mage.
Shield.
The mage, realizing that you can grab her, and she doesn't really like that, she's going to cast a spell. Waiting for Kelly to save, he's going to do use your reactive strike or not?
Yeah, I might as well. Can't see, can't see Nolly.
Thirty-nine. That is a hit. And I would say that while you can't see Nolly, you know that she turned the maze turned around and slugged somebody in the face.
It doesn't matter. I don't have line of effect.
Yeah, I got you.
She's like, she just punched someone. Who the hell did she punch?
Who the hell is that?
I get that she's doing something over there.
Yeah.
15 damage. 16 damage.
16 damage. All right. She is. Let me see if I'm able to pull this ability over. She begins floating in the air.
Aww.
She casts self-destruct. Got it.
And she explodes. So she is now flying. I can't put fly on her, but can soar through the air, gaining a fly speed equal to its speed, or 20 feet, whichever is greater. And then she will kind of float up in the air behind you, so she sort of goes... she ascends while also moving northeast. So she's away from Nolly, and I don't know if she would be in reach for you, Sir Thor. Just because of ascending rules. But it is your turn, so maybe we should figure this out now. So she was 10 feet up. If she went up another 5 feet, then she would be 15 feet up.
So out of reach.
I was going to say, so that would be out of reach. Are we... So, but like... The one thing, though, is that, like, the Sir Thorne isn't fighting from the ground. So, does that mean that he would be able to reach into the 15-foot, or no? You know what I mean?
I think at that point, though, you would have to be saying that he has 15-foot of reach.
Yeah, no, I can reach 10 feet. Like,
okay, all right.
If she is more than 2 squares away from me, then I can't hit her.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, it is your turn, and she has moved.
So she's out of reach.
Yes. So she is out of reach in the air.
Just chuck the lance at her.
Yeah.
She's within 20 feet.
You pin her against the ceiling. Yeah, she also didn't like her back up against the darkness because little hands came grabbing at her.
She's like, oh, little hands.
I'll attempt to climb this climb up to here.
Okay.
All right. With a 30.
30 is a success, so...
So I get 5 feet up?
Yep.
It is 10 feet, right?
Yep.
Sort of 8. I get up the other time.
So you're up on the wall.
Up on the wall now.
Nolly, there's feet for you to grab.
Is Nolly down there? Like, can I reach Nolly?
Yeah, I'm like right at. I'm like all I need to do is
I'm just
like
gonna
get
lift.
Over.
I'm just gonna lift your ass up onto this up here. I'm just gonna grab you and pull you up and just yeet you into the square next to me.
Awesome.
Yeet you into the mage.
You know, like fastball special. Knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I legitimately do want to throw you to the mage.
When I do this, grab onto her.
Get her.
Halfling cannon.
But for now, you're probably way more effective just shooting her in the air.
Yeah.
So he's just going to pull you up and take his electricity damage.
Yep.
Another 3.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, 14 on the die.
Oh my gosh.
The persistent damage from hell.
Okay.
God.
After Sir Thorne, Larry, it is your turn.
All right, the two things first. Will saves.
Yep, the two will saves.
All right, 35 for the first one, which was...
Yep, that is a success.
Success.
And then the Shadow Scream one.
Ooh, 25.
That is a fail.
Oh.
So the screaming has gotten to you. Your ears are ringing. You've been, I think you've been deaf because you've been, been succeeding at these anyway.
Wait, but I'm deaf. All of a sudden, I can't hear it. Boom.
I know, right? Well, deaf end. But the, you are, so for a failure, confused and deafened for one round.
Shit.
So I will say that the, God, confusion. Confusion when you're, when you can't see anyway.
Use hold on a second. You say he's deafened, right?
Yes.
Is this an auditory effect?
The
scream?
Aura, concentrate, darkness, divine, mental, sonic.
It's mental?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy because it specifically says you are immune to auditory effects while deafened.
Oh,
so it makes you deafened, but it's not an auditory effect. That is, that's brutal. I know they thought about it, you know?
I was going to say, that's why they made it that way. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know if you would do anything different here, to be honest.
I mean,
let's just, because I mean, like, you can't see anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I'm being attacked by something.
Yeah, so, I mean, we if you, let's make it a 50-50 chance to see who you just start swinging on, because Mialari is also right there.
True.
Or you can make it a D8, because she's in darkness, and see if she hits an empty square. There's a lot of ways you could slice it.
There's a lot of ways. I like making it fun.
Okay.
To strike or cast offensive cantrips through the GM can have you use other actions to facilitate attack, such as draw a weapon, move to target, and reach, and so forth. Your targets are determined randomly by the GM. If you have no viable targets, you target yourself, automatically hitting but not scoring a critical hit.
So there is an argument to be made. Deafened, you can't hear anything. You're confused, you can't see anything. It's an argument to be made that you hit yourself.
That's interesting.
But at the same time, the only counter to that is that I know she's confused. However, something is attacking her.
Right. So
I am bleeding from something.
Yeah. That is so right next to me. Let's do this. Do a general perception check.
Okay.
Because you're looking for it now. Like, so if you if you fail it miserably, then you will start attacking.
You're like, what?
Right.
It's like, where is it? Where is it? It's in my head. Where is it? Where's Rachel? 32.
Oh dang.
32 as a success. This thing does have a pretty solid one, but you beat it by one.
Oh shit!
So you do find it.
Hmm. Okay. So, wait. Okay. So I already did.
So you're confused. Your first action was to seek. And now you know where it is. So now you can use the rest of your turn to
switch. I got you, you rat bastard. God damn it!
I might be confused, but I'm still swinging.
I hate this so much. 20 on the fucking flatjack.
Oh my gosh! Gosh,
it's so mean.
Oh gosh.
Okay, fine. You know what? Fine. Okay, not terrible, though. 34.
That's a hit.
Okay. So, she's still hitting. She's throwing haymakers. Mm-hmm. It's great. 10 points of damage.
Okay.
God, man. Just solidly.
Yep.
Hit after hit after hit.
Motherfucker. 19 on the...
Oh my gosh. It's like, you guys need to stop telling us this because it is just...
I want to, otherwise I'll throw the phone across the room. 29 to hit.
That is... That's a mess.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yep. Alright.
Flatjack, all that shit for...
For the bleed, yeah.
Alright, how bad is it?
I know, like, most of our party has persistent damage right now.
I know. 8 bleed.
God damn it. Okay, 17 on the die, though, this time. So,
there you go. Okay.
So she flexes her wounds closed. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. After Laria, Nolly, you're pulled out of the darkness by the Lightbringer.
Yes.
Sir Thorne.
The Lightbringer, Morningstar, Lucifer.
As you know, we like clasp hands. We like are both like shocking each other. Like, oh, you too, huh?
It's like lightning.
I told
in my
you
teeth.
No more pranks.
And I get to save an action, so I don't have to climb up myself, which is awesome. I do have to. I stowed my hose, so now I got to draw it. So one action draw, one action load, one action attack, and okay. Then my last action will be to. You know, load again. So okay, I really yeah, just yep. get one shot.
All right.
One shot.
Yeah, one shot.
A chance to blow.
I'm not throwing away my shot with a 33.
That's a hit.
Oh my gosh. I think this is the first time I have hit this combat. Like, I'm not exaggerating. The first time.
It feels like it's been ages since this. Like,
yeah, definitely for the first time in forever.
Each time she's like, you remember when I took out that ice devil? Huh? You remember
when I did that? I'll right. do it again.
Watch me. Not with numbers like that. I have such potential because I roll 2d10, but the damage is so low. So 17 points of bludgeoning.
17 points of bludgeoning.
So low, 17 points.
Well, 17.
Oh, no. You've only hit once this combat. You hope you get like 40. You know.
Yeah. Right. If I roll once, please.
Just be crit. All right.
Yeah. All right, and then give me the zippity zappity.
Oh, yep.
And I'll roll my flat checkity check.
4.
Oh, max again.
Max again.
Oh my gosh, I pulled a Kelly. That means I rolled a 14. Oh my gosh.
No one has ever gotten good. This much value.
Out of 1d4 damage.
Yeah. If we did this to Jake's monster, like immediately next
every
turn.
Time I give you persistent damage, you at max fail one time.
Yeah,
I think there's one time that I remember this entire campaign where you took like multiple rounds of persistent damage multiple that Kessler gave you.
I should play Wizards more often. It was fun. All right, where were we?
I was just bringing up the thing. It was that battle against, I think, the bearded devil when Elk got bleed by that thing, and you were like that there was an ability that he had to roll natural 20 in order.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right, let's see how many natural 20s I rolled. Like 20 of them, and I was like, wow. Apparently,
it's just like, god damn it!
All right, at least someone keeps healing me. I keep bleeding out.
I
forgot about that.
All right, so it comes to the Velstrak's turn. He is desperately swinging now.
Is he super bloody now, or is he bloody?
He's already like bleeding constantly. So, but you can imagine the blood on the floor is just.
How much pain does he look like he's in?
You can't see.
Euphoria.
You think it's a lot because he's really enjoying it. Okay.
Just let me hit you.
So. He is going to. Can't see you, so he can't do that. Okay. All right. He's going to continue screaming. Ah! 31 to hit. Laria?
Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
Oh.
So it's going to be. 29 points of damage. That was an incredible roll.
Yes, it was.
Gosh.
Yeah. And then you will be bleeding again, but let me make sure. And then whiff on the second one.
Whiff on the second one. She's going to try again on that.
Okay.
Yeah, Can you take a reaction when you're confused?
Was I confused?
He is no longer confused.
Is it for the round or... Just until his next round.
It does say, hold on.
Oh.
Creature is confused and deafened for one round.
For one round. Kelly, how would we interpret that?
Well,
I
think that...
just the turn? Or until the if it's until the sacristan? I don't know. I'm fine with how you ever you rule, Jake, because I don't know off the top of my head.
I don't know if it says for, well, okay, it just says for one round. So yeah. I think it would be until it comes back to her turn.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, because if it said for this turn, you know what I mean, or something like that.
Yeah, but
most effects go for one round, meaning that when it comes back to your turn, that round is ended and blah blah blah. So yeah.
Okay.
All right. So then no reactive strike there. Or try again. Okay. It's the end of his turn, because like I said, he whiffed there. Mialari.
Alright, back to what we were doing.
Just kill this thing.
Oh, believe me, I would love to. Another 19 on the fucking thing. And swing.
Everybody in this Zoom call is shaking their head right now.
Yeah. Tim, 18 and 19.
Oh, 37.
37. That's a hit.
Sweet.
Remember, he's bloody, bloody. You gotta make him bloody, bloody, bloody.
Oh, yeah.
He's bloody, bloody, bloody. It's bloody times three.
Bloody, bloody cubed.
That's gonna be 14 points piercing.
Describe your kill.
Thanks. Yes! Okay. I mean, in the darkness, I hear Larius scream, and I just go adjacent to that and just go straight out and pierce it right in its bitch face.
And all of a sudden you can see for a second, and you see that the blood is just pouring out from its eye that you stabbed. Or where its eye would be, but it's just like blood just pouring, and it's like slumped over, like on its knees.
Yay! Malari's like, we can see. Quick, save the prisoner. Oh,
dang it! Sorry.
There's still some prisoner on his clothes.
Dang it!
All you see is Laria just bleeding out at this point.
And I still have two more.
That was your first action.
Oh, yeah. Snap! Can you cast a spell? I don't know if it's rather far. 45 feet.
Hold on. Soothe is a healing spell, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. If the second this thing loads, I'll tell you if I'm gonna use it or not.
Foundry. Yes, Soothe is like the bard healing spell. So I forget how powerful it is, but I guess we're about to find
it's rank
out.
Only 1d10 plus 4.
Yeah.
You know.
Ain't bad.
Yeah, I'll use it.
I mean, when you need to get somebody up, that's really good.
Laria, you will get 12 points of healing.
Ooh.
Hey.
I will take it.
And that's my turn.
Oh, and you get a +2 save against mental effects. Ooh. So, for 1 minute, in fact. That's awesome.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the end of Mialar's turn. It comes to the mage, who is now floating in the air about 20 feet because of diagonals. And she spends an action to continue flying, and then she will cast a cone at Nolly and Sir Thorn.
Nice. All right.
At least we're out of it.
That didn't work.
Aha, you used the cone in the wrong direction.
The cone went the other way. That was funny. All right.
It's all about the cones.
The cones.
There we go. That's how you do it. That's how you do cones of Foundry. I need you all to make fortitude saves.
Oh,
my big mistake.
Hey, yeah, we're such beefy kicks over here, kid.
I have a hero point, Tim.
No, I don't. I would have used that 6 times over.
Oh, I thought you said you had one.
No, I kept asking, do I have a hero point?
Do I have one?
Did you roll trash, Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I rolled a 3.
Oh, and you used your hero point earlier.
Yeah, I know. I used it immediately when we entered this combat.
All right. So this spell that goes by the name Vampiric Ensanguination.
Oh, shit.
You draw blood and life force of other creatures through your outstretched arms.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was basic 4D save. So what did you guys get?
34.
Or success, actually.
Aha.
To 22.
22, so regular fail.
Whoa, that's huge.
Yeah. So gonna deal a bunch of void damage first off.
Mm-hmm.
39 points of void.
So I get half of that, right?
Correct.
So 19.
Yep.
You don't have much left, do you, Tim?
Nope.
You know what death effects do?
Kill you.
Yep, yeah. Usually. And then you would take the full Kel. And then she looks to be empowered by it.
Yeah, no kidding. She sucked her life.
Cool. Real, real good at sucking. Gonna be... Okay, so it's gonna be that much. Okay. And that is her whole turn, because she spent one action to fly.
Cool.
Alright, Sir Thorin, is your turn.
Alright, I'm taking a two-action penalty on this turn, because I didn't stow my weapon last round, and I have to draw my weapon this round.
Oh my gosh.
So I have one action, of which I can do virtually nothing.
Ansel Nolly.
No, I already used my focus point. As far as I know, I only have one.
You should.
I healed myself. No, I only have one. I only have one focus spell, and I don't have anything else giving me focus points.
I thought usually you always get two if you're a champion at that level.
You could take feats to expand.
Yeah, you need to take other feats that give you more focus spells.
Yeah, because if you build into it, you get more spells, and then you get more focus spells.
Okay. I thought you automatically got focus points. All right.
I feel like there was an iteration of this game where that did happen, but they changed focus points in the referendum, the addendum, the reconfigure, the remaster. There we go.
I was going to say, you'll find it. You'll land there. Don't worry.
The word is there.
I'll find it. Don't worry. Okay. So, your one action.
Candy, do you want to intimidate the corpse?
You know what? Just this once. Shut up.
Oh, wait. Too late.
I shove Nolly off the cliff. Falls in her face.
Nolly, do you resist?
I fall 10 feet and I die.
Just splat.
I throw a rock at her. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I can't do a seek action to find a rock.
There's plenty of rocks. It's okay.
Throw a crystal at her face. Align your chakra.
Alright.
No, I want to see Kelly roll a nat 1 on throwing this crystal at the mage's face.
I rolled a 5, so whatever. I throw my lance down into this pit, and then I try to land on it before it falls over. Can I do that all in one action?
You just land like
right on my jugular, just go straight to the top of my head. Yeah, that's my turn. I can't do anything.
All right, Larry, it is your turn.
Okay, so this thing is dead, right?
Yes, there's no more shadowness.
No more darkness. Take away the emanation.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's see. Give me that.
Oh, wait, Kelly, did you take your lightning damage?
Oh, yeah.
How could I forget? It's my favorite part of my turn. max damage, so I take 4. And here's the roll. 14.
Oh, my God.
I've been getting electrocuted for, like 30 seconds now. Continuously.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Gosh.
Okay.
How is this possible?
Oh my gosh. It's amazing. The dice, man. Right. The dice do it.
Yeah, they do. all right, so Shatter's down.
Yes.
She sees Baelor, like, wakes out of the confusion, too. Like, all at the same time, so the confusion ends as the shadows disappear.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking cinematic, honestly.
I can see clearly now the shadows
What? Oh, the bastard's finally dead. It, like, is the thing just kind of like, does it like sizzle and go away or something like that?
They're fiends of some kind. So I assume that, I mean, it's a Velstrak, so maybe he just like, dissolves into like a puddle of blood.
Yeah, that's what I was assuming. So she sees them two having a fight up on top of that cliff.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to take one action to run down here, jump down here, whatever. Okay. It's only 5 feet, I think, right?
Yeah, the 5 feet into her little office pit.
Okay, and she's going to take two actions to do the, I guess, the long road service special and heal herself with a resurrection tea. Just a...
Man, I hate it when intruders jump into my office pit.
Yeah. It sucks.
Don't touch my reports.
They were mine.
I didn't save.
Why must they jump into my pit? That's my office.
What sucks is that this mage is getting like pings on her security camera about all these people jumping into her office.
Yep.
So she like thinks there's something really important is happening, and she's like, "I'm right there."
I know.
When you jump down there, you can see she has like five teams messages.
I was in the pit. You were in the pit. We're all in the pit.
I guess if you don't have medicine, you couldn't make that check lower, right?
For your bleed.
Yeah.
I want to say that sounds fairly familiar.
Yeah, because I think that the per GM discretion that you could lower it with like whatever. So I will say for the sake of you guys that will reduce the DC.
It says stop bleed. Attempt a medicine check on a creature that is taking persistent bleed damage. It's called Abyss or First Age. So you need two actions and healer's tools.
Yeah, but no one here has that. Can I just use athletics to close the door?
To just...
Let's it close. Alright, give me the damage.
Alright. 8.
Oh.
Getting fucking massacred with this shit. Yeah, you were talking about, D4. I'm dealing with 2d6.
Did 2d6.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. 19 on die.
Hey!
Oh, there we go.
She does flex it close. Okay. After she negated the freaking heal I just did for myself.
Yep. Okay. Nolly.
Alright, Nolly is locked and loaded due to last turn, so I can just fire at will. And I get myself an 11 on the die for probably a miss with a 29.
Yeah, it's a miss.
All right. Reload and fire. Fire.
Fire.
And I miss again. And then I reload. Now electrocute me to death.
I mean...
Wait, where are you sitting at with HP right now?
You know, I have some.
Okay. That doesn't... Some is not a lot.
You can count on your fingers.
I can count on my fingers, actually.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
I just looked and I was like, oh.
Oh.
Oh. What's your roll there, Jake?
Four.
Why am I? Well, I should be rolling this. I'd be rolling ones.
Count on one hand.
Alright, Sir Thorin, you just look over at Nolly as she continues to twitch from the electricity, and you see that the lights are gonna fade out of her eyes very soon.
Not Nolly.
And she just looks at you, and she's like, "I have to hit this Jackeen out of the sky. We have to do it, Sir Thorin. For all those prisoners, we must save them. We must take her out. This will be my dying wish. You have to promise me on your life."
This infernal lightning will kill us both. I've given up all hope.
There is no hope. Resign yourself to despair.
Just when Ollie dying, and she's like, but I hit that one ice devil really good, didn't I? She brings it up every time.
I imagine Sir Thorin turning into a champion of who's the god of the moon and like the end of times guy.
Oh, not good. I was about to say Gomez. It's not
Gomez. Gomez.
It's not Gomez. Shit.
Oh man, yeah, I forget his name.
I was like, not Gorum either. Oh my.
Grotus.
Goodness.
Grotus.
Yeah,
Grotus.
Yeah.
He is a G. Yeah.
Gorum. Greg. Grotus, it's one of those.
Greg. yes, I worship Greg.
Greg, the god of the end of times and eternity.
Greg, the god of online sports betting.
Fuck you, Greg.
Fuck you,
Greg. Bastard.
Mielari Dukor, it's your turn.
I just leave.
You can see.
Yeah, I can see.
Get close and do something.
Thanks. All right.
I'm just looking at your spells. I'm like, what can you do?
Great question. I mean,
yeah, you have another Suze.
You do have a spell called Telekinetic Maneuver.
Yes.
That's pretty much just a shove, though.
Yeah.
Oh, disarm, shove, or trip. I guess you can't trip them in midair.
Nope. I've thought about it. I guess
trip for people in the midair.
I can use a telekinetic projectile.
Just try to whack her?
Yep.
Whack!
I can detect magic and go, yes, there she is.
She's full of it.
Mm-hmm. She has a lot of it.
Yeah, I'm just going to use a telekinetic projectile.
All right.
Let me see here. What even is the roll? Oh man, my spell attack is very high for some reason. Why is it higher than my melee attack? Whatever. Okay. And that's two on a die.
Oh, God.
Do you have a hero point?
Yes, I have a hero point, Mark, but I'm not going to use it on that. Oh, man. Better save that 1d6 fucking damage.
Shouldn't be 1d6.
Should scale with your level. Should.
Equal to 1d6 plus your spellcasting ability modifier. Okay, what even is my spellcasting ability modifier?
So it would be...
It's heightened to +2.
I was gonna say, so if you cast it, it would be.
You'd be casting at third rank, so you'd add an extra couple d6. It would be 3d6.
Yes, 3d6 plus 4 is what it says. So.
I mean,
it's whatever. I was just thinking.
Just riffing.
Hey, at least we know that he has a hero point, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I do have a hero point.
It comes to the mage's turn. She looks at you all. She's severely outnumbered. She looks down the hallway, sort of to the east. Remember how I said it's shaped like a donut? So she's sort of looking down that corridor. And she says, my work is not done. It's all because of you. You will not see the end of me. And she begins flying out of the cave.
Oh, coward.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's got some pretty good speed here. So I'll see how far.
So it's like actual flight. It's
yes.
Like a levitate.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Actual flight. Yeah.
With arms wide open.
At the sight of this,
let me see
Sir
how far
Thorn,
she can get.
Sir Thorn stops resisting the electricity and just lets himself die.
Oh my god. Jump into the water, that'll help.
So she begins flying towards the exit. Angry at you all for disturbing her work, is what she said. But she felt severely outnumbered. Right. What do you guys want to do in this turn? See, it looks like she's leaving. If you guys want to let her leave, it's up to you.
I think Laria is pissed, and she will try to give chase as much as she can, but she has to climb. She has to jump over.
Yeah, jump over. Okay, yeah.
Yes,
so,
but she will make a give it a gold college try.
Yeah. So, does anybody else want to do anything, or is Laria just giving the chase here?
I do not want to let Laria go by herself, but at the same time, Nolly's like dying.
So. Oh, true.
Yeah. Let's resolve our electricity damage.
Yeah, let's do that for another hour.
Honestly, Laria will just say, "Just like, stay with her. I'll drag her back."
I don't shake it off, by the way.
I finally do. Yeah. I rolled a 15.
So, yes. Oh my gosh! How much damage?
Good job, Sir Thorn. Good job.
Did you roll a kill?
I rolled it for me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can roll it for me. That'd be.
I was gonna say, yeah. You said you wanted to do it.
I'll roll. It'll be a 4 either way, right?
Max damage won't kill you.
Oh no! I only rolled a 1.
Oh, look
okay.
At that. Yeah, maybe should have been rolling.
I should have been rolling.
So, Laria, you give chase for about a minute, and you can see that she is just flying off, just like
into
south
the sunset.
Yeah, oh, just, yeah, back. Yeah.
Get back here.
Combat is over. You guys compose yourselves for a second, and you go into.
Let's just see how long it takes me. All right, after getting zapped, let's see. Okay, I have 1 HP, and I finally shake it off.
Oh my god!
So Nolly is just literally on the brink of death, and like you see the electricity finally start to subside, and she just like collapses just on the cave, like on the little cliff kind of overhang thing.
Yeah,
she tries to. She tries to jump down.
Takes cracks her ankle.
Dies on a twisted ankle.
This is 1800s.
So you all compose yourself, and you go down the hallway, and you see what appears to be 5 other slaves that you are now here to free. But you also see what looks to be the start of a golem made of crystal.
Oh. A golem made of magical crystals.
Yes.
Is it golem made of blue sky?
It is I mean, that's probably what she was going to call it. And so these prisoners that you now save, they come to you and they're weak. They're hungry. They've been, you know, told to mine for who knows how long all these crystals, you know, various times for each of them and stuff like that. And they tell you all of the stuff that they've been through. One of the things that you find when you go through her work in her office, you find that she is looking for crystals for many reasons. She was clearly a very powerful spellcaster. What you discover is that in one of the letters that she has, or maybe just some notes, a journal or something like that, she is looking for crystals that she says to repair the gateway.
Oh, no.
And it appears that she is working under the nose of some of her superiors in the Scarlet Triad. Mm-hmm. So she's doing this on her own.
That's a bit... That's better, because she doesn't have as much resources if she's doing this on her own.
Well, she's working for the Scarlet Triad, but it appears that she's doing this crystal stuff, like, quote, for the Scarlet Triad, but also she's looking to, like, do that part on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like she's trying to, like, weasel her way under the Scarlet Triad to get what she wants, essentially. And so... The crystals here were just a field day for her, essentially. She was trying to find the best crystals that had the best resonance and stuff like that to repair this gate that she had heard about. And the as you guys read through, it talks about how she found a gate. There were crystals all around it that have resonance, and she couldn't figure out what it was. So then she found this crystal cave. and she was trying to find crystals that had the same resonance. And it's for you players, this connects to the gate where your PCs are at right now.
Mm-hmm.
But she's talking about doing it on her own and hiding it from the rest of the Scarlet Triad. So, corruption within corruption within corruption.
Oh, yeah.
You're telling me it's not a stand-up group of people?
Somehow.
Are you is this talking about the broken gate at the Citadel?
No. This is the one outside of the Haunted City. The one that your the main characters came through.
So she's trying to open it up without having the key.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, forcing it open, basically.
Exactly, yeah. So, you guys rescue these slaves. You help them up, and you bring them back. And eventually, Hundi comes back in the next day after you guys are well rested. And, you know, you're still beat up, but you're alive. I want to take the camera from the now abandoned camp. I want to fly it all the way through the clouds, through the trees, through the atmosphere. And I want to land at Citadel Alterine. We see Aleph. And he's sitting there just like sawing some wood and shaving, you know, sanding it down. And he's like just working. And you can see that he's just been crying. Like he's just like emotionally exhausted. But it appears that he's just doing this out of duty at this point. Which we know to Adelar. He's building this library out of duty because he said he wanted to do it for Adelar. So now he's doing it for Adelar in his name. And as he's working, there's a big flash. And he looks, and you don't see it, but he looks over and he just says, "What do you want? What? You come here." And you just hear, "What happened, Aleph?" I don't know. I messed up like I always do. I messed up like, is that what you've come to do? To make me feel this way again? And he just like throws the wood down that he's working on and it crashes to the floor. He goes, "Fine. I'm a guilty father once again. But I'm done drinking. I'm done. I'm gonna do this for him. I'm gonna do it for him." And he's like starting to choke up again. "Aleph, it's not the end. It's not the end. Just leave this and come with me." "Says, no, I can't. It's for him. You should know. I know you're always looking. I know you see everything. And you did nothing to stop it. Aleph, come with me. Everything will be fine. Promise." And as she touches his face, she clearly casts a spell. And he is just calmed down immediately. And he just goes, "Fine. Fine, I guess I can work on it later." She goes, "Yes. All will be fine." And we see as he just sort of is like set down, and a person, you never see her face, but she draws the circle, starts an incantation, and the both of them disappear in a flash. And then what we see next is the NPCs you guys played in episode 100 come down the hallway and go, "The hell was that flash?" And I'll see you guys next time.
My gosh.
Which?
100 episodes, Jake. I've been waiting for this.
Man.